time, the jokes about Burr being Mavara, the Sugya, and all this stuff, I can't deal with it anymore. Okay, so I'm just mentioning, I know that it exists, okay. What I want to grapple with a little bit is Beres Menachod. Shemus Adashin Adam Saw, the Shemus Adashin is very clear that there's that the definition of Burr requires Tuminim. That there should be Gemara, explicit Gemara that says it behedja, you know, it's like, you know, you like a Gemara to come and say, oh, you need, that's not explicit. There's a Taz, the other side of Taz already, you know, on that Shemus Adashin, that he's very stark that there is a din a burr by min echod, and Adar Rabbi Hilt, it's posh that there's a din burr by min echod. By shnei minim, you could argue that betzim there's some element of being nick and mufresh, and even so we're saying there's a din burr. So by min echod, which it's mamish at harubis, the kabbal karmen shaych a din burr, right? And then he works with the Gemara, etc. So he comes out to Machmer and brings it to the Marshals. He holds the Marshals, says like him also, etc. The Mishabura brings the Tosa Shabbos, the Chaman Moshe, the Beis Meir. They all dings it stark on the Taz, and they hold that that's the definition of Bar requires two minim. Mr. Burr brings it, and he, you know, says that seems to be that's the number poshut by him, Alok Lamaisa, that we're not choshish for Burr by Min Echod. Now, with the Din Burr by Eichelim Sarlis, even though they start out as one Min, so the point is, once he gets to the point of being a Psarlis, there's a Din Burr. One of the kashas on the Chumash Adeshin, the Gital asked the kasha on the Chumash Adeshin, there's a Gemara on Shabbos and Ein Dalam Beis down the page. The Gemara says, "Hi man." The Gemara goes to Hechtim says the person can be chay multiple chatos. Person makes a chavisa, he's chay shev chatos. Person makes a tanur, he's chay eight chatos. The Gemara says he makes a chalsa, he's chay yudal of chatos. So he makes this kaveris, he makes this basket for beehive. So Morsi says, "Oh, he's chay yudal of chatos." Rashi goes through the chesh, and Rashi says, "So he takes the cotton off of the tree, he takes the reeds off of where they're attached. It's on some type of a tree, apparently. So it's zomer, it's tzarich leitzim. Simeli is chay baltzarei, he's chay baltzomer. He's bar the yofes min a rose. Simeli is chay baltzber." Rashi says, "It's min echod. It's all cotton. So it's min echod. So the chare that's a klor gemara, which there's a din brayer by min echod." So that's the Iglital's kasha on the Chumash Adeshin. So the Iglital says that Tzarech Lerman, the case over here wasn't like Rashi's Rose and Yofis, simply just Rose and Yofis, which is Rashi's Lashon, means that the case was that some of them were roy to do what you want to do to make this basket. Beer Yofis to raise a burr, like the Rashi Beer Yofis. That's the five words. Beer Yofis to raise a burr. Ad Kan Rashi. Right. So Pashi learned like there was better ones and worse ones. So that would be really popular. So Glatel says no. The case was that some of them were not roy to do what you want to do. You can't weave with them. You're weaving it together into a basket. Some of them are not long enough, or they're broken, whatever it is, and that's considered for the purpose of what you want to make. It's not roy b'chalal, and that has it in Pselos Gomer. Right, so that Batson, Iglital's point. She says so. The case of the Chelman and the Chelbin, which you have the case of Tzif Tesvav, the Gemara and the Mishnah Kufla Matesma Beis. Send a Shanosim Bashkardo, the Sandra Mutter Lichin Bobeya, Abisha Chelman Yared Lamata, Imachardo, Bachelman Nishalamala. So the white stays on top and the yolk goes down the bottom, and it's Mutter to do it. And the Mora says, because you only put there Lagavan, you only put it there for coloring purposes. So the yolk helps color the cardinal yellow, and the white doesn't help with any of the coloring. So Is it 1 min or 2 minim? That's what the Taz. The Taz says it's min echad. The Magen Rambam says it's shnei minim. Okay. But the Agatal says that. What?
Didn't
he
have
two stud them and he came out with an echad?
Well,
I don't think so. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. Now, the Tal says, but the Chara, if your goal over here, if I'm taking your side that every time you have a tachlis, you have a purpose, that's considered Shalos Gomer, something which cannot do that purpose. So the white cannot color the cardinal at all, and the yolk can color the cardinal. So why is that not a problem of Shalos Gomer? It's a problem of Barer. So he says, since we pass an Ein Tzvi'a Ba'Eichlin, so the act of being Tzvi'a Eichlin is not considered significant, it's not considered real mice being Tzvi'a. So what you're really doing is something which is insignificant. So then you can't give it a shame Shalos Gomer. It's you cannot give it a shame Shalos Gomer that there should be a din bar on it. So if you assume that it's, even if it's 1 min, that if it's 2 minim, you have to be mazel. It's 2 minim. I want one. I want the other one. What's shetling more? But he adds this connection between Tzvi'a Ba'Eichlin. I saw the Ayil Meshulish add the connection to it, and he argues the pshat is there is a tashmish ikri and a tashmish study. So that for the tonim, right, the main purpose of using these things is to make some type of a keli out of it, a basket out of it. So if you have ones which can't make the baskets, so they're pshelos gomer. Right? Egg yolks and egg whites, the main function is eating them. The tzvias oichlin, that you want to use it for tzveya, is a dovret study. It's not the primary function of it. So you can't give it a shame pshelos gomer, and that's pshat, and the more says it's only the gavin. So is that the same as, I can't be medak too much in Ayil Meshulish, is he saying the same word as Igli Tal or not? But that's an important lakuna when you start defining 1 min and 2 minim and oichel and psalus, right? So you have to know what your purpose is and what your function is, and you're going to start defining a psalus of something. If I have something I want to do with it, so that's a psalus element. If it's not, it doesn't work for what I want to accomplish. The chiddush by shnei minim, by the case of shnei minim oichlim, my the trail mix, everybody's been using trail mixes or jelly beans and chocolate lentils, right? Right. The fact that I want one, I don't want the other, gets a dinner service. I mean, so the Taz's kasha is, so why, which is his kasha, is a simple kasha, so why can't I do the same thing by 1 min? I have my leaves, and I want the leaves that I don't want. So the ones that I don't want are Sarlis, and the ones that I want are Eiffel. What's the difference? So the Leital says that you have to learn in Tosis, but the side of the Breire over here is because it's Shnei Minim, not because Eichel Amsarlis. Eichel Amsarlis is dinner 1 min. Right? Over here, Batsim is 2 different minim. Step number one. Step number two, it should be Shai Breire. Elamai what? That. What if I don't accomplish some maisa of significance impacting what the teruv is? What did I do? I did. That's what I do, because one is an oichel, one is absurdless. But when it's 1 min, where I don't have a breira be'etzem, so the din breira only comes because it's oichel absurdless. So that's where the Magavisha came along and said the olam u'pashim is not a absurdless gomer, and then it's not shayach breira. So restate it. Breira shnei minim, the We're used to arguing that Breiros Ochel and Psarlis is your Yesodistic Breiro, as they say in English, your paradigmatic Breiro, right? And then the Chiddush is that Shnei Minim, when you want one, you don't want the other, approximates and gives you the same din as Breiros Ochel and Psarlis, according to the Tosfos. The Gittel's argument is all the way around, that Batsim the Breiro is Yesodo a din in Shnei Minim. That I'm mafra two distinct things, and I make a mice of fraud and make them something distinct. That's Breira. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam says stop there. Eichel and Psarlis by one min functions like two minim. So if what I want, this is not usable. So in that sense, it functions like two minim. Yes, it's one min. If you want a Danhillus Klayim, it's called one min. But the Megabi, my function, my purpose on Shabbos is two different things. This is Eichel. This is Psarlis. They're both from the same thing, right? Tosfos comes along and says that even Breira Shnei Minim is the malacha, but only if there's some uftu that I'm accomplishing in the item, and for that, like the Mishnah Berurah says, I need that it should have a shame. Eichel and Psarlis. Eichel and Psarlis makes it that part of it was affected negatively, and there's a tikkun in the taruvus when I take it apart. That's what should come out of the way that Lili Tal is learning. I think it's a fascinating way to look at everything. So then the merchuk between the Rambam and the Tosfos is Nishas Evite. Right? Because Tosfos is also agreeing that the starting point is Breira Shnei Minim. The Sodom Malacha is the act of being mafra two things, being mafra two things. Eichel and Psarlis is really the same thing. But Tosfos came along and said that this Gemara, which says it calls it Eichel and Psarlis, is adding that alone is not enough. You need that there should be a tikkun what you're accomplishing in the original Taruvus. Okay, so the Gletal brings a raya to the Rambam that there's a din of Breira Shnei Minim from a Tosefta. Tosefta in Perek Yuzayin, the Lashon of Tosefta, so you have too many Eichlim, and your beer is Zelatzma, your beer is Zelatzma, your Chayiv. So Shetam Beferish, that din which we refer to, the place referred to, is the act of making each one its own min, it's miyun, to making sorting something, it's a Beferish of Tosefta. Right? So the Prima Gadim is Masupik. What's the luck? The Bir Lover, the Prima Gadim is Masupik. What's the luck if I have too many Eichlim? I just want to make them sorted to use for later on. I'm going to use both later on. So I want to sort my white cake and my black cake to have it available for Kiddush after Davin. And so everything we use at the same time. There's no Eichlim, there's no Psalus. So the Prima Gadim is Masupik what the luck is. Rosh Hashanah says Masupik what the luck is. The Bir Lover says, yeah, but in the Rambam it's Mavur, that's considered a problem of Breiro, because it's the Malach is Breiros Min Min, and you're being Brevara 2 Min and one from each other. Halloy Dabrahu. If it's Hakka Tosefta, like, you know, what was the Prima Gadim? What was Prima Gadim Safik? Then, like, why isn't, you know, why do you wait till Prima Gadim to have this? The Rambam discovered the Tosefta. They went into hiding until the Prima Gadim Safik, till the Bir Halacha found it. Like, what happened? The answer is Tosfos is saying, the Bible is saying, not like that. The Tosfos is saying, you have a case of Shem and Oichlim. And then that Gemara comes along and says that gives it a nekud of Eichel and Psarlis, but the Afghan more catches Eichel and Psarlis into the Braisa, right? So what it's telling me is that Breiros Min Mi Min alone is not enough. I need also a nekud of Eichel and Psarlis. The case of the Sefer is I have too many Eichlim and I'm a Beer Zelatz, Zero Beer Zelatz. There's too many Eichlim. There's no negative impact in general of too many Eichlim, one or the other, except unless I want one, but not the other. That makes it. Shush Yaakov says there's no negative impact. Eichlim, Eichlim, and Eichlim, and Eichlim. Yeah, I guess there's some foods we do with each other. That's what we're talking about. Beer Lacher just came along and said, now that I want A and not B, that itself is a negative impact. That's the case of the after, right? So I don't want A or B, I want both of them. Tosis asked the question. I mean, it's a fair question. Okay. The Rambam comes along and says, Gimel, how the fun of Shemin Erechlim, Murabin, Barachim, Yachad, Meniach. Now, the loss of the Ram, which the loss of the Machshukh and Erech is Meniach, Lechel Meyad. You can bury Echad Meyachad, Meniach, Lechel Meyad. That's the loss of the Rambam. The Rambam adds, Hasheni Kadei. So, the way well, the Rambam says the point of the Rambam is that you're taking the one that you want and you're leaving the one you don't want, you're leaving it there. Okay, how would you read the Rambam without that? What is the point of the Rambam saying? Shulchan Aruch without that. So, the Bir Halacha is Mesupik. Is the Rambam coming along and saying that's shot in the Rambam? Or no, the Rambam is saying that by Shemin Yerichlim, you're allowed to take Echad Meyechad or Meniach Lechel Meyad. As long as you're doing Lechel Meyad, you can take the one that you don't want from the one that you want. The one that you want, you don't want. The Rama can be read either way. He brings that the Rav David Rama learns the Rama like that. So he says in the Ramah, I'm not sure if the Ramah is learning up that's not Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that no, that this is Pshat, or he's adding in, yeah, the Rambam Taka learns it's that, but we're going to be cautious with Peshitas Tosis. You're going to take the one that you want, not the one that you don't want. To me, the Bir Halacha is you know, he's a little breary. He's not sure. I mean, he is willing to learn even on the Rambam, which he already said in the previous Bir Halacha that the Rambam, in a case where you want both for later on, it's called Berer, because the Shadal Halacha is Berer from the Min. But when it comes to the Heter of La'alter, you still need the one that you want. You can't take out the one that you don't want. So I just want to talk that out. So according to Tosis, if you learn the Tosis, we're learning the Tosis saying Kipshuta, like Biyamin suggesting, the issues are Achilam Sarlis. So we have the regular heter of Derech Achila, that Derech Achila is you take the one that you want and you eat it. So there's no way you can say a heter to take the one that you don't want, right? Because the side of the iser is oichel b'sarlus. So I must take the oichel from the b'sarlus. I must take the one that I want from the one I don't want. And that's what the Ramah is saying, according to Tosis. If you learn the malach is and the heter is derech achila, because every achila you take what you want. According to the Rambam, that the malacha is sorting, and even if they're both Eichlim and Shaykh did have sorting, so what exactly is the Heter of the Altar? What is this? Yes, the way we cheshbens, according to the Rash, but there's a heter of Derech Achila and Teuchen. There's no Gemara which says the Heter of Derech Achila and Teuchen. There's no such Gemara. The Rash says it's Mukher from the Din of Breira. Because the same way in Breira, there's a heter of Derech Achila, because every Achila Betzim is a Breira. And but Im calls out the Torah was Matarit. So every Achila is Betzim a Teuchen, Im calls out the Torah is Matarit. So there must be a heter. At some point, it's not called the Malacha, it's called Achila. the beer, you know, the beer locha was medayik in the Ramban, that could be b'shas achila mamish, even b'shas amayfel is mutter, etc. That's true. Every achila is a burger. Is every achila a sorting? That I have to say, it must be that there's a heter derech achila in sorting. If there's this new thing called sorting, and that's not burger, that's a new thing called sorting. Right? So there's a heter la'alter b'chlal. So Iglital Taka learns in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Taka holds there's no heter. In the case of Shemini Yerushalmi, there's one Amara says there's no heter la'alter. Because it's rarish neminim, and the taka no heter la'alter. Right, you're coming along and saying that, but the Rama says that there is. Right, the Rama says that there is. So comes along the Reb David Rama and says, you know what? And the heter la'alter is even a kekach. You can take out the one that you don't want. Right. So we don't know what this heter is. He says if there's a heter la'alter in Breves Min, which not Batsim is not because Batsim is a ma'isachila. So mildly, you took out the A from B or B from A. Right? Where does heter la'alter come from? It's a good question. Right? The Mishnah Berurah is being misupik that even in the Rambam, you're going to have to argue there's some element of oichel m'sarlis. Otherwise, therefore, I must take the one, or the heter of derech achila that I'm applying to this scenario, not so much oichel m'sarlis, the heter of derech achila has to be the one that I want. Right? What do you mean you take the one you don't want? So what is that heter? It's not the heter of derech achila. Derech achila is not to take out the psarlis. Derech achila is take what you want. So he's learning possibly in the Rambam. Just about the Rambam says the yisod of the malacha is shnei minim, but the heter of derech achila is okay. So why am I? So there's no hechrek in the Rambam. The Rambam, the fact that the Rambam adds this connection, he's going with Tosfos versus the Rambam. He learns very possibly that's true in the Rambam as well. Okay, second. That's the second point.
Why does Rebbe assume there's no such thing as separating when you eat? If you have a spoonful of mashed potatoes and green peas, and you take your tongue and you move them apart, is there any tzad in the world you'd be chayav?
You were asking that before. I told you that. But if you learn the yisoid of what the way that it's other around, since a ma'is achila is be'etzem toichet, since a ma'is achila is be'etzem a ma'is breira. So that's how we know there's a heter derech achila in those things. A ma'is of separating is not every. I can't tell you every time you eat, you're separating. That's not true. That is the nature of food. Yes, the nature of food is the nature of food that we get always comes with something which is not edible. Almost every food we have has something which is not usable. And the ma'is of achila is you take what you want, you just leave what you don't want. But I can't say every ma'is achila is separating two different minyanim, and there must be that et shteitach and achila heter from Braver's. See what I'm telling you? Total kemer chomer the nav. That's not supposed. Okay. Next step. The beer halacha about siluk. Yeah, I saw the beer halacha about siluk. Yeah. So let me just chaz over quickly the point of the beer halacha and siluk. So the beer halacha comes along and says that we have the Shuz Yaakov's kash, we have the Shuz Yaakov's teretz, that the set of teruvahs that it makes it into one unit. I was discussing this with Jacob today. I know some of them had some difficulty understanding what I think the beer halacha is saying. I don't think by now everybody's good with it, right? But maybe just the dogma to make it a little bit more understandable. The Ramban discusses Geizes, the Malach of Geizes. Lashon will get to the Malach of Geizes. Well, you know, Bir Lach at the beginning of Shin Mem deals with the problem of the Geziza in the Mishkan was they would take wool off the sheep to use the wool. To make it into wool for the parochias and the mikdekun, etc. So there, the malach is taking off the wool and it's tzarech l'gufay. But that's clear, mishnah of brisa that a person takes saris levonis, he takes off his saris levonis the shcharis tishkayev. What's the malach exactly? Goes, I don't need the hair. I'm taking off the hair. I don't need the hair. It's malach shenis yichal gufa. Right. So the Ramban over there says no, the malacha is in the goof, and the goof is misyapa by taking out the white hairs. So what is he saying? He's saying, I have over here two items. I have a body and I have hair. So I have fingernails and I have a body. Right now the fingernails are attached to the body. So the Bir Halacha has the longer rishos over there. Is cutting fingernails, is that a Malacha Shikul Gufa or a Malacha Shikul Gufa? I don't need fingernails. After I cut them off, I throw them out. So it's a Malacha Shikul Gufa. Or no, that the point is my body looks nicer with cut fingernails. But I'm not doing the Malacha in my body, I'm doing the Malacha in the fingernails. That's wrong, you're doing the Malacha in the body. These two things are attached. They're one unit. And I'm doing a mice in this unit to separate the two things, one from the other. And therefore the unit is better, or part of the unit is better. I'm physically removing A. But it's not just, I'm not doing the malacha in B. I'm removing hair. The body is better. So the malacha is in the hair and the body is the body. It's one unit called the hair body with hair. It's one unit with body with a fingernail, and I've changed that body. That's the point, Ramban's point. So the Bir Halacha's point over here is that the Yeshua Yaakov's teretz is that you thought the percentage, you look at it, there's a few items over here. He says, no. There's one thing called a teruvus. And you change the teruvus. That's the malacha. You change the body. You change the teruvus. Because you're saying, you understand the body with hair is one unit, Ramban is saying. And you're changing the body by removing the hair. So it's called malacha tzvichel gufa because you need to change the body. And you're changing the body. The fact that you're changing the body by leaving the hair, the body here. You can get your physicist to tell you, right? I have two things attached together. And I take one away from the other. They're attached. I take the one or the other. Right? So one remains stationary. One, you do an act of removing it. Is the act being more done on the movable, that you move the one which is stationary? That's our question. So it's Adarban. It's all one unit. So the act is, the stationary has changed. The malacha is not more miyuchas to what you're moving than what you're leaving. The cases of malacha and tzichel gufa are more complicated, you know, where it's not one unit. The point of the Bir Halacha is that teruvus makes it one unit, and you've changed the unit. That's the point of the Bir Halacha. Okay, he says, why is the taka one unit? Because the psoilus is, since the psoilus is affecting the oichel in a negative way. So it's not that there's psoilus and oichel sitting in a bowl. It's psoilus and oichel sitting in the bowl as one unit affecting each other, or the psoilus affecting the oichel. So the oichel is part of the mixture. So when I have an oichel and an oichel, where it's not really negatively impacting it, so then it's taka to a still thing sitting in a body. Why should I look at it as one unit? There's your raisins and your peanuts sitting in one bowl. So comes along the Bir Halacha and Bir Halacha Mechadish, no. Since right now I need dafka raisins and not peanuts, so as far as I'm concerned, mitzad my ma'isa chila, which that's the function of raisins, the peanuts are impeding it in some way. So in some way, there's an impact on the peanuts into the raisins. So therefore, it's called that batsim. There's a shina taking place in the raisins when I take it out. It's not the Bir Halacha, but let's say that's not my issue. My issue is I have something on top. So it's something on top, so it's not really affecting that which is beneath it to make it not roy. I need to get to a food, and there's something black in the doorway. So I remove the thing in the doorway to get to the food. All right, they're tickling the food. And they're tickling in the food. Till now the food was inedible, it was inaccessible. I made it accessible and edible. It's not tickling in the food. So I have something sitting on top of the food, which I want to get to something beneath it. So I cannot say that there was, it's functioning as one unit, which the top is affecting the bottom. Yeah, it's preventing it, but that's not called affecting it. So, and when I do a ma'isa of siluk, the thing on top, to get to the one on bottom, when it's shnei minim, says when it's an oichel and a psarlis, and the taket really negatively affected it, it's bad if there's a psarlis over here. So what I'm doing, a tikkun and the oichel. So there's no heter of siluk. But if it's shnei minim oichlim, so it calls them on. My issue over here is not that I say one is better, one is worse, one I want, one I don't want. I just need to get out of the way to get the other thing. There's no shame that you're doing a mice of rare b'chlal. Says even according to the Rambam, as long as the silu guf is tayiv, this case would be potter. I bet them if Fregan's up there, it should also be a rabbanon. I understand it's not chayiv, but she also made a bone. He says, you're right. Here I'm going to take the Tumas Hadeshin. Tumas Hadeshin says, it's not mistaber in logic that two things which are nicker and different from each other should have a shame brain, right? But the mice is a shalom of the rice on machmer. But over here, it's not a, there's no chayiv the rice over here, because it worse is malachos and a sukkah gufa. So it's only a siddur abonon. So now it's mutter. That's his thought process. So I just want to point out, so I get to my cholent, right? They discuss tzilut, but you get to a case of cholent. It's all oichel, right? So it depends how you make your cholent. If your cholent is taka, very distinct layers, I hear the conversation. His whole etta was, betzim I'm using the chum sedesh. Betzim really, it should not, logically, there's not bar bakla. It's a kshat rice, I have to be mad. So I came up with this social term that this is not malacha the rice. This is not bar the rice. But if it's betzim mixed together, the chum sedesh is no longer relevant, so be also in Rabbanan. So applying siluk to your cholent to move the upper layer to get to your meat on the bottom. So yeah, if your taka made a very thick cholent and it's mamish layers and there's meat on the bottom and like, you know, dry, you know, beans on top, maybe, you know, if you'd have a, you're able to slice it down with like one of these fancy things, you know, with the, put the glass there, you'd see a layer of this and a layer of that, but that's not cholent. The yisod of cholent is, you know, it becomes a mixture. So the head of siluk by cholent, you want to set your own, but don't play with the beer. It's not the beer aloha. The beer aloha was not matzah then. Okay.
I did.
I can see things. That doesn't mean it's not a terubis. In other words, Rabbi Frank spoke about the case of the egg, so I'll give you a mushroom. There's an egg with sitting in a. I boil eggs before Shabbos. Right? So I have it sitting in my pot. I have water and eggs. Eggs are large enough that I can see the eggs very distinctly from the water. That's not a terubis. You want to take you didn't take out before Shabbos. You want to take out your eggs out of that water in Shabbos. It's not the egg. It's not a terubis. Okay. Let's say it's in a thick soup. So yeah, there's clearly part where it looks like an egg, part looks like a soup, and there's part where they're touching each other, which I'm not so clear. It's a nice thick brown soup. I color the eggshells now look brownish, and I'm not clear where the eggshell ends and the soup. At that point, at that place they meet, there's a terubis. Right? The Chazanish discusses the case of the zvuv. Right? The case of the zvuv. You have your zvuv inside your cup. The discussion later on, right? So how do you get your zvuv out of the cup? He says, there's two scenarios. So one scenario is I have one zvuv in my cup. Right? So there's two ways to say the heter. The Chazan says the way the Velt says the heter is, as long as I take some of the liquid together with the zvuv, so I wasn't bar ochel mipsarlis. Psarlis my ochel, because I took some of the ochel also, it's mutter. So that's wrong. He says, because if the Yisod of Malach, like the Mishabura says, is I have this cup of liquor which I can't drink because there's bugs in it. I take away the bugs with some oichel, and now I have drink which I can drink. I'm going to take it in my cup. So that's burr. Says the heter is something else totally. The heter is there's no the taruvis is limited. Right around the bug has these little legs, and there's, you know, they're nice and little, and you can't really tell where the water ends, where the wine ends, and where the legs of the bug start. That's a taruvis. I have a bug photo tab. It's not a taruvis to the rest of the cup. So when you take out with some liquid, what you did is you remove the whole taruvis. Everything else never was a terubis to start with. I had a problem, I couldn't get to it. But it never was a terubis to start with, so there's no tikkun. That's how the Chazanish says it. So it says, okay, now, what about if I have a lot of bugs on top? So there's no heter. So if the heter is, I just take it with liquid, so yeah, but that's not the heter. The heter is no terubis. Over here, the whole cup is in a terubis. So of course it's us. So the point of the Chazanish is that there's a place where they meet is a terubis, and the place where they stick with each other is not a terubis. So, but in Cholent, you know, I see some potatoes, but where do those potatoes start? And where do beans end? And where, vice versa, it's not very clear to you. I mean, it depends how liquid your Cholent is, right? But the average Cholent is a little bit thick. It's very hard not to call it a rubus. I don't see how the Berloch applies to that in that situation. Okay, so let's just consider what we have until now. We have the Shabbos Dashin says it's a loch in Shnei Minim. We have the Taz who says it's shaykh bari by 1 min. The Ilatal builds the aside from a Gemara that in case where I have it in the Kuda of Tashmish, which this is almost what its function is, that Taka will get the same e by 1 min. It's called Pselus Gomer. Maybe if it's a Tashmish study like for coloring or Kazayin Tziva Eichlin, that's not considered enough to say it's called Pselus. Most places assume not like the Taz that you need Dafke Shnei Minim. We discussed Taisus and the Rambam. Where's in the Kudus of Machloikus? Are they arguing? Are they agree? Be asserted that the Iker starting point of the Malacha is Shnei Minim. What's not like the Taz? So the Kudus is not Arkel Mserlis. The Kudus is Shnei Minim. So how do we know this sort of, where are these two things from? There's Arkel Mserlis and Shnei Minim. So it could be the Takana two things. The Kudus is two Devorim which are distinct from each other in their function, right? Separating them, that's the Malacha. So Tosfos says it's only true in conjunction with the fact that Taka one I want and one I don't want. And the Rambam says you don't need that. In Cain, the Rambam, when I discussed the Hatter Derech Achila, Derech Achila makes sense because that's the sort of Breira. If there's Hatter Achila and Derech Breira, there's Hatter Achila. But take one you don't want, Hechatesi. So I don't see any Hechatesi. The Rambam is saying not like the Rambam. He's passing like Tosfos, not over the Rambam. I don't see that. Even the Rambam, you have to take what you want. The Bir Halacha, which can pass like the Rambam, Bereir Shnei Minim, and tell me that there's a problem of Miyun in the Bir Halacha and Sif Aleph, and then in Sif Gimel, tell me that the Ramah is saying not like the Rambam, saying like Tosfos. It's not a theorem because he never said that. He's very not clear what the Ramah is passing like Tosfos over, and even the Rambam could agree. Look, you have to take what you need, not like the Rambam and Rambam. Okay. So Shnei Minim is significant. Eichel and Pselus Gomer functions like Shnei Minim. The Son of the Malacha is creating two distinct things. That's the Son of the Malacha. Eichel and Pselus is that. So it's Pselus Gomer for what you need. That's the same thing as Shmuel. Pselus and Gomer. So then Taka is not two distinct things. So you're not going to have the Malacha.
No one ever said anything about it.
The Bir Halacha's points in the Shos Yaakov is that it becomes one unit. So then the Malacha is taking this thing which is one unit and making it into two distinct things. That's the definition of the Malacha. So in what way is it one unit? Why is just two things sitting together? Because one impacts the other. That makes it one unit. So yeah, our bodies, mechuber, the two things. So we'll see later on that the place can say when they discuss peeling, right? Peeling the substance of the lock is automatically ma'aseh breira, even if it's distinct, because there's taka mechuber. The banana peel and the banana, when you peel it very easily, it's very distinct where one ends and where the other one ends. But it's still breira because they're attached to each other. Bats, discussion by it and peeling apples or peeling oranges. It's very clear where the segments of the orange, edible segments of the orange are, where the peel is. I see it, but it doesn't make a difference. So they're mechuber batsim. So mechuber batsim is taka breira. The kids over here is saying something which is not mechuber batsim gets it in mechuber batsim because they're functioning as one. How are they functioning as one? Because they impact each other. So the pshelus is impacting the other thing. So is it? It's a case of pshelus. Yes, it is. A case of two shemini oichlim. The Shmuel Yaakov says, "I know what you're talking about." No, it's not. Kamish Shmuel says, yeah, "Well, it depends. If your goal is achila of that thing, and this is it preventing that achila, so yes. If your goal is just to get it out of the way for silu, no, it's takanat." And that, but that's just in conjunction with that. So this, okay. One last point. So the Chayyim says, Mishnah Berurah, the Chayyim says that cooked meat and roasted meat is considered two minim. dark meat and white meat is not going to do minim because it's all chicken. It's min echad. It's batz min echad. I like white meat more than dark meat, vice versa. It's not worse than your magamisha. I like good leaves better than bad leaves. Not rare with the raisa. There's not even an osir d'rabanan. It's not absurdless. Chicken skin with the chicken. It's one min. Comes along the chayyim and says, and Mishavur paskins it. Simkut and tezvov that cooked meat and roasted meat are sort of a minute. The Vital talks about it also. I don't think he's a Chayyim. He shows it to the sugya the beginning of Chal Gadol. Rishu Shita of Tamchuyin Mechalkin. That's it, which is like that's interesting. So shell, right? So the sugya before the sugya increases. Person does the same maisa aveira multiple times in one halif. He eats five kuzesim of chaylev. He forgot the chaylev was also. He didn't realize this is chaylev. Okay, so he only had one katas. Person is boy and multiple women which are nidos. So he's chayv multiple chatos guvam chalakim. Each one is a separate distinct mice. Even if it's one helim, each one is a separate distinct mice. Come to Yeshua. Yeshua says, but if your chaylev, some of it's boiled and some of it's roasted, you chayv two chatos. Because tapchuyim mechalkim, how you cook it makes it into it's like two different bodies. So if it's all cooked chaylev, it's five kadesim, a cooked chaylev. Over 2 days, it's not one mice, achila, it's over 2 days, but it's one helim, one korban. But if one's cooked and one's roasted, it's a b'shua, two chatos. So we don't pass like a b'shua, right? But he says, but to this point over here, comes the chayyim says, alright, now how it comes on the prima gadim, Mishavur quotes prima gadim, sour apples and sweet apples, is masubah that's called tumin. So the same Mishavur, so as well, quotes the prima gadim, is masubah, and that, this is as vare, it's called tumin. So that's Chinese, lechara. They saw in the Moshe of Dirsh over here, they quote the Urcha Shabbos, this is like really, really Akhranisha, right? Right, the same Rishul Arbach. So this is the Rosh of Deir Shul. The name of the Rosh Shabbos is the name of Rishul Arbach. Right? You know, I didn't look it up inside. He said, "The I don't know what he's talking about." You can look at it. I don't know what he's talking about. And the quote as is, I don't know what he's talking about. I didn't look it up inside. I have a strange fellow. I'm not going to send it inside either. He says, "You know, this is Takabatsim, but it's just a different flavor." As written, I haven't heard what he's talking about. The difference between roasted and the cooked is different flavors. So I don't know, but the chara, the. Lechara, just that if we can go back to our definitions of what the malacha is, the yisod of the malacha is the brera shnei minim, right? And oichel b'sarlis is just a hechatim to approximate brera shnei minim, right? So I understand, you know. I understand the Magamisha's case. It's the same cabbage head. It's the same lettuce head. It's all edible. Batsim. One's nechal yedikak. One's not nechal yedikak. So there's no braver there. The prima gadim has a timsa of sour apples and sweet apples. Simply means the same min of an apple, just hasn't ripened yet. I can hear the conversation. If it's two different types of apples, well, you know what? Halacha, all apples are called one. There's no thing klayim. The guy be planting sour apples and sweet apples. Okay, I get that. Right, but for our purpose, that what we're dealing with over here, what's inside is not shnei minim. As long as I have a point of distinction where you could see that the case of the second case we have the shaila is an egg yolk and an egg white. So egg yolk, egg white, we have a machlokes whether it's 1 minute or 2 minute. So at first glance, it's two very distinct items, especially after it's hard boiled, right? They're quite different. The teretz is you'll argue, but it comes out as one thing. So that gives it a shame 1 minute. Okay. But they grow on two different trees, they taste different. Why is it 1 minute? I mean, you got to help us very rude. The chayyim comes along and says that even if it's the same piece of chicken, I'll take the same chicken, I'll cut it in half, and I'll roast half, and I fry half. It's two different things, right? So it goes to two different trees, and they taste different. What's it sound? That's not two different minutes. It's no sushtel, yeah, because apples are the same thing. It's no sushtel to the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah case, it's the same lettuce. Just some of it was mopish. Right? Or by the case of the, if you tell me the taka, someone said that by eggs is 2 minutes. But you tell me no, it's 1 minute. Why? Because that's how it comes. That's the package the Bershman created. White meat and dark meat of chicken is called 1 minute. Because that's how the Bershman made chicken. So to make chicken, no, this is not chicken. This is white chicken and dark chicken. I hear that. Right? Let's say the person said, let's say you talk to a person who the fatty chicken is too different, the white dark meat is more, he has cholesterol problems and he can't eat it. Maybe if a trim is called 2 minute, maybe. Okay. Kiddush. The Supreme God, it clearly has a, there's a cause of the kasvora of Minecha. I don't know where that comes from. Yeah, but the Taz says that that din is only because it gives it the Vita.
Okay, right.
That's the Taz and Shin Yukes.
Yeah, but chicken that's cooked by boiling. Now, by roasting, it's very different. My apples, it's almost the same apples. I know it's two different goofing, but my mice taste is much more than the goofing. Leaving the Taz out by Bishop, not going to Taz. Malish, by the way, points out that the one is something I was on for a fear. Fear has to be mamish impacted by the flame. So one is felt without the material, one is felt without the taste. Taste is more ethereal, you can have the material is much more.
Okay, I hear, maybe. Okay, everybody say.